welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is down in the DM. I have two of dancehall's finest dancers here today, and I'm gonna look at some of their messages because my DM not popping, so I gotta see what's happening in theirs. I have Chanel Monet. Hey Chanel.
Hey.
And I have Spider the Dancer. Wagwan.
Wagwan goody.
All right, ladies. First things first, you know, this is PS. I'm single. But are y'all single?
Single as a Pringle.
I'm
single, but I ain't single single.
What does that mean?
All right, so basically that means I'm single. I'm not in a relationship with anybody, but I deal with one person.
So you in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship because we both are single. We both know.
So it's a situationship.
Basically.
All right. Because I'm like, you deal with one person. That's kind of like a relationship. Like, you sound like a dude right now. So let me first start off by saying, so I posted the poster saying that, you know, this is the next episode, whatever, whatever. And then I tagged y'all. So the first thing I got was like in my DM, oh, they dance. So I'm like, what the hell? Like, excuse me. So what's your IG handles? What's your names on IG so people could go out and follow y'all?
Mine is Chanel underscore Monet, or you could do Chanel dot Monet and you'll find me. Monet is M-O-N-E. Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L.
And Spider?
My Instagram right now, until my birthday, my Instagram is December, D-E-C, the number 10, T-H underscore S-P-I-D-A-H. But after my birthday, it will go back to lovelost underscore spider.
So First of all, I can't. Is this why y'all get so many followers? Because y'all stay switching up so people confuse the shit. They don't know who they really following. They like, let me add this. Not
this
knowing that they
person?
Done blocked you already.
Right.
Yeah. So my DMs be dry as hell. Now, I tell people all the time, go ahead and slide in my DMs. If it's anything, like a hey Trish, like a question that they may have for me, or maybe a question they may have for a guest I had, or like, you know, a little comment on the show. Girl, your show was good. Something.
Yeah.
I gets nothing. Right? So now I wanna know, have y'all ever slid in somebody's DMs?
Popcorn. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't get shy
down.
Don't get shy down.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
A lot of celebrities.
If you see my, I be
celebrities
every time. Mm-hmm.
IG this video. Some of them do respond.
Yeah. When we send them dance videos, they'll send us back like
Jamaican
artists.
All right, I'm about to say, all right, go ahead and slide in.
Chris Brown not answering though.
Chris Brown's definitely
popcorn
not answering.
Either. I'm waiting for him to write me back.
All right, so pop, like, no way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Is it the music? It's not the look.
The music.
Oh, because it's not the look. I'm going to tell you that right now, not for me. So wait, what y'all sliding into these DMs saying?
I love you.
Hard eyes.
I love you though.
Yeah, yes. Listen, his
You're
voice.
You're my baby daddy. All of that.
No wonder why they not responding.
But they listen.
He probably done blocked y'all.
Most of the time, I'm sending videos of me dancing to their songs.
That too.
And I'll put like fire emojis. That's it.
Nah, me. Every time I see Popcorn post something, I just be hard eyeing everything.
Why?
Because hopefully one day he see my message pop up on his notification. Like, all right, let me stop ignoring.
So now what do you do if the person responds?
I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna talk to them. We gonna have a conversation. We gonna see where it goes.
Chanel,
I'm gonna try to seem different from all the other girls.
Yeah,
that's
right. I'm gonna let you know. I'm different from all the girls, you met.
All the girls that want you. Like,
no. I'm a different kind of girl.
I'm trying to stay with him forever.
Ew, Popcorn?
Yes.
Listen, you see Gucci Mane and Keisha? Listen.
Nah, that's not. First of all, that's not Gucci. That's Gucci 2.0. That's a clone. Gucci. Gucci's still locked up. People don't know that. That's the clone.
I'm crying. Dying. No, if you look at his before and after pictures, he really, really don't look the like same. Him.
That's like, that's not
his
Gucci.
Whole shape. His whole head, like shaped form. I can't even.
So wait, y'all think y'all Keisha K or however you say her name?
Mm-mm. When that happens, we gonna
not,
be.
Yeah, one day.
All right. So, what does someone have to say to you in your DMs for you to actually respond, or do you leave them on read?
I mean, it depends on who the person is. Like, it'd be random people that would just be in your DMs and be on some thirsty stuff. Like, oh, I don't even want to say it on air, but it'd be some thirsty guys that just be dragging it. Like, and from the jump, they'll just be sexual from the jump. Like,
yeah, like you could shake that on me. Like,
yeah, like, sir, sorry.
Type stuff.
I can see why, though, because the videos that y'all post, y'all dancing. And it's not like one, two step. It's like, Ed Top, Brock Bach, like, what mama Skino, Ramo, Jamo, that is not my words. I'm quoting my mother. This is what my mother says. And for those of you who don't know, Spider the Dancer is actually my blood sister.
Yes.
So, yeah, my mom was talking about her, actually. but I feel like based off of what you post is the response that you get. So people see you post stuff like that and they automatically think, all right, let me try slide in. But it's like, what if a nice guy says something? Y'all responded, no.
Yeah, that's different.
You probably delete them.
No.
Y'all
there'd
lying?
There'd be guys that hit us up and be like, oh, can I take you out on a date? Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I be leaving them on seat sometimes.
Exactly.
But
I have to. I have to know you. You can't just. The first thing I do when I get a DM and it's actually something that's kind of nice, I look at their pictures first and I'm like, nah.
I can't be seen in public with
it's
you.
It's not worth it.
Wait. All right. So, fellas, let me tell you exactly what they doing. They gonna, if you send a half decent message, they scrolling all the way down to your Instagram started back in 2012.
No, that's right.
And they want to see what kind of sneakers you was wearing.
Yeah, I want to see how you glue up.
You had like the old school feel, like you was not popping back then. And they don't care what you look like now, do you? What if he was whack as shit?
Nah, I like to see change. So
yeah,
so.
I mean, I like to see the work that I have done to you to help you progress from what you were to what you are
but
now.
But you don't know him yet. You well, all right. So this guy DMs you, right? We're going to set it up. You get a DM. You're like, oh, shit, my phone going off. You look at your phone. You look at his little profile picture, and he look, You click on his profile, and he is just mad corny, like your definition of corny. Like,
you leave his DM and you go about your business.
Seriously?
Yep.
So you not even trying to be like, all right, let me see what he's
or
saying.
You say you give him a calm thank you with a heart emoji and you keep
just
it
have
moving.
Manners, yeah,
have manners. That's it.
So leaving somebody on read, like, you're not even gonna open his message, you just go
nah, that's the thing. You're gonna open, all right, he going, all right, but
they can see when you open it.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you're going to reply to him and be like, all right, thank you so much. That was very, I appreciate it.
And that's it?
A calm thank you and keep it pushing.
Yeah. But what if he like, oh, hey, I would like to take you out one day. Nothing?
Nothing. Because what's the point?
How you
going to
take me out and you can't even take, it don't even look like you could take yourself out. Get your life together.
See, is ladies like y'all that make it hard for a woman like me?
No.
Fellas, I don't care how corny you look. Go ahead and slide in them DMs. I got you. We could go to Starbucks or we could go, you know, grab a little
drink. You can go to Starbucks with Tommy and Tommy
hour.
Outside with a button down and Converses.
I'm
and
good.
And leggings on.
What's wrong with Converses and a button down?
And leggings. And you don't know where if he going to go work out. You don't know what the hell.
The kind of men that's gonna slide in my DM is not wearing leggings. That's y'all generation that wear these little tight leggings and like the pants under their ass and all this other stuff. That's not my kind of thing.
Yeah,
especially y'all like Jamaican men. Y'all like popcorn.
I mean,
seriously, he wears women's clothes. That's just
no
me.
He don't. No, he don't.
It seemed like it.
Mm-mm.
All right, so on average, do more men or women hit you up in a DM?
More men. I've had women hit me up, but I think they know, like, all right, she's not on that. It'd be some people that will try to, like, it'd be females that's, like, straight up lesbian, and they'd be like, all right, I'm gonna turn her out. Let me see if I can swindle her and really, you feel me?
Do you respond? No. Damn, so ladies, is not even no love for y'all out there.
Mm-mm.
Not ladies in these don't. DMs. Yeah, I was about to say, you can slide, but nah, don't.
Not in these DMs.
Chanel, you ever had a lady slide in your DM? More men or women?
More men. Ladies usually slide in my DMs to tell me, like, oh, they like my dancing or give me hard eyes or something.
Oh, they trying to holler.
What are you trying to
have? Y'all could go get mani pedis together. Listen, I'm here for love.
True.
It could be any kind of love. I'm just here for the love.
Or I do have a lot of females who ask me to come to their party because they like my vibe. Like, they'll see that I dance and they know I'll be like...
Well, ain't nobody try to invite me to their party because they like my vibe. This whole shit is a vibe. Trish is a vibe. Like,
I'm a whole mood.
That's it. Like... In a party, that's it. That's all you need is Trish. Yo, Trish coming through. Oh, shit.
Nigga said this.
That's
go.
The vibe. All right. So how many DMs y'all get weekly? On average.
I think they actually came out with an update to find out that. You know that on Instagram? It's an activity log where you can see exactly like.
Well, that's for how many clicks you get on your profile. I don't know if that's DMs.
Oh. I ain't really pay attention to it, but I thought that was
average,
an update to that.
I get like,
I don't know.
Probably like, it just depends on how often I post.
Yeah.
But I'll get like four or five weekly.
Oh.
Now, let's say if I post.
Mm-hmm.
That same day.
That same day, my
up.
DMs will be like eight to 10 waiting on me, or 8 to 13.
And this is just random people looking at your videos.
Yeah, commenting or reacting. Now you could react to the post.
Yeah,
so
people
react to my stuff. And
how you react to the post?
There's like, a heart eyes, like there's a 100 signs.
Oh, okay,
fire.
Okay. I got I'm posting a dance video, y'all. Shortly after this airs, I'm posting a dance video. And I'm going to see how many DMs I get.
We gonna bring her to the studio, y'all.
I don't need to. I'm in the studio right now. I could bust it down right here. I don't need all that stuff.
Bruck it down.
All right. So, would you actually date someone who slid into your DMs? Like, would you take them seriously?
I'm not gonna lie. I have.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with that person? You don't have to say any names.
I'm not gonna lie.
You slid in his DMs, or he slid in your DMs?
He slid in my DMs.
And what happened?
That's the person I'm dealing with now, but...
So, my dude...
I met him before the DMs. I actually met him in person. I met him in person.
Lie. You just straight said that you met him in the DM. So, now...
Nah, but that's how he... All right, we met in person, but then after we met in person, because I wasn't really giving him any type of play, so he decided to slide in my DMs and see where the conversation would lead.
So now, you're not even taking him serious because y'all in a situationship.
I'm taking him serious, but I don't know if
bruh,
we're
she
on
lying
the same
to you. She
page.
On camera right now, so she's just lying.
Nigga said she on camera, so she just lying.
She lying.
Nah, that's not even the case. It's just...
How do you move from the DM... to a serious relationship?
Honestly,
it takes time. You have to get comfortable with the person. You have to actually get to know the person. You can't just, you feel me? You got to actually chill with them and see what they're about. Actually, you feel me?
That's why you're scrolling down their timeline.
Mm-mm.
Well, if the pictures look good, my next step is to make them like text me a little bit. Text me a little bit, ignore a little bit,
act boring
to see what's their real intention.
Yeah. Act boring?
Yeah.
You gotta ignore
Barely
them.
Barely answer them or like
what?
Give them one word answers and see
Play
how
hard
they
to
are.
Get.
Play hard to get.
Nah.
And it's
then,
a part of the game.
And then
you
if
can't,
they
life is a game. You
yeah.
just, you gotta.
Life is not a game.
Yes, it is.
Y'all gonna be out here 45, still in situationships, talking about. It's, you know, I'm just, you gotta play a little hard to get. You gotta, like, you know, you gotta play hard to get.
You gotta let them text you back to back. Then you be like, all right, he really interested in me, so let me.
And what if he don't?
Answer back, give him my number.
But what if he don't?
If he don't, then it's plenty more fish in the sea, and he found another fish.
But you missed out on a good opportunity, because not everybody is a messenger. Like, they, mm-hmm. not everyone likes to send, like, messages back to back. Like, he might be at work. Like, I'm at work, so half the time, I'm not really responding to things unless it's, like, a slow day for me.
True.
But mm-hmm. what if he just busy that day? You already put him on the block list, and tomorrow he trying to take you out for drinks.
It just depends. Like, some of them, they will text you, like, weeks later, and that's fine. But if he just stopped texting overall, but he's still, like, liking my pictures and stuff, he found another fish in the sea, and that's it. Like, that's fine.
I could do the same. I ain't ugly. Hello.
It's plenty more fish in the sea.
All right, so I'm going to need to know where y'all finding these fish, because shit is dry over here.
She in the desert. She in the sea.
Water's looking real dry.
Water's.
Yes.
Water's.
So I did ask y'all to see a couple of y'all messages.
Yes.
And I'm going to, like, slightly go through a couple of them. But I see this may have been, and I'm not going to say no names. I almost slipped up and said his name. I was about to say why they got his address and shit, but this Facebook, this why I'm not on Facebook. P.S. I might be on Facebook, but it's not active. Because it is.
Cause it
I know where
like
he
this.
Lives.
Look, but you can see
his,
it?
And I know his first and last name.
His whole...
He seemed like a nice guy. Come on. He was like, I know you're probably wondering who I am. I know you don't know me. It's kind of creepy talking to someone you don't know. However, I added you because you're a very beautiful young lady.
He's very nice.
So, I don't see a reply here.
I replied, but... And no, you know what's crazy? Because this same person has sent me a video, and he's like, I think I'm going to send you the video.
Please
don't.
I don't want to see no ashy dicks.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm done.
No, it's a video with him talking like, oh, you really beautiful, and I want to take you out.
So people really send videos.
Selfie videos. Like.
So not only am I missing out on the messages, nobody's sending me videos. I need y'all to go send me something, like a Trish. Trish, big up.
Said, let me get your heart, Mom.
Big up. All right, so I'm looking at another message. Now, this is all Spider the Dancer messages. Chanel, we're going to get these real quick. So he says, what's up? You don't respond. I mean, the reason why I added you is because you're beautiful, but I peep you in a relationship. Oh, okay. Did you change your relationship status on Facebook?
No. I guess because I wasn't really paying him any mind, he felt like I was in a relationship. That's why I kept leaving him on scene.
So I guess you must have posted a dance video, and then he decided to say, come show me them dance moves. No response?
Nope.
I don't understand. Okay. I have to try, and I'm not going to understand because I'm not a guy. Try to figure out what's the thought process behind you seeing someone online that you don't know. You may come across a video or a picture or whatever, and you talking about, come show me some of them dance moves. Like, sir, you're real thirsty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
this is where the double standard kicks in, because guys be so quick to be like, oh, she thirsty, she in my DMs, she Instagram thought, she this. But y'all out here thoughtin'.
No, you ain't.
Thirsty in the DMs. Not right. Y'all, oh. The guys. Look at, now you ready to fight?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so somebody then sent the ashy dick. First of all, I said this before, fellas, ladies don't like dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I've never met a female that's like, girl, his dick is so cute. No. No. We don't want to see it. We just want to feel it. Right?
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you, because the first thing we do is look at the background, because that's the first thing I did when I saw this picture. Why is your mattress on the floor, sir?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Like, that is a no-no.
Like, he's in the mirror taking a picture of his little dingling. And
well,
like,
it's not little.
It's not small.
Let me start there. Let me start. It's not little.
It's decent size.
It's not little, and from the shadow, you can't really tell if it's ashy or not. But I'm going to just say, none of that counts because your mattress is on the floor, sir.
Right.
So that mean we going to be on the floor?
That mean the roach is going to be crawling on us?
Fellas.
The rat's going to be running over us?
Elevate yourselves in your beds before you slide into
right.
my DMs.
Hello.
All right, Chanel. Let's see. And I had a little preview of yours because people were asking you for money and I don't understand where that comes from. Wait, so you ain't get my text? Guess not. Say less. So you, people out here getting attitudes?
Yo, you leave them on seat and they start texting you like, bro, relax.
So they out here catching attitudes. I can't.
Guys are crazy. Yeah.
That's why island girls will always be a weakness. Where are you from? All right, so what is this, a bitch? And then you start going into something.
Yeah, so he's talking about, so basically I posted on Instagram, I said, what is a man who begs you for money but means nothing to you and is nobody to you? And he goes, a bitch.
Oh.
A waste man.
All right. Wait. I really hope you think about turning around and walking in my life because the kid really wants to cuff your fine ass self.
I'm crying.
Is that the 2018 version of your feet must be hurting because you've been running through my mind all day?
Yes.
That's the 2018 version.
Yes.
I kind of like that though.
that one. It was so smooth. Those are the DMs that get replied to. You might be able to slide into my WhatsApp because he live in Jamaica. So.
All right. So first of all. You just said it. And I'm be recording the episode while I'm in Jamaica. I might record too. But I was telling somebody the other day, I feel like I must smell like a visa when I go to Jamaica because everybody be on me. And I get no love in the States. But outside of the States, I'm
everybody
the shit.
Be all over you.
I'm the shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how long did it take before he started asking you for money?
I'm crying. So he didn't, that wasn't the one who asked me
for money. Oh, this is somebody else.
This is a different one, but he kind of thought that we were supposed to be in a relationship overseas.
How?
Long distance.
See, but y'all don't watch, y'all got to watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
I never watched that before.
What's that?
On Netflix. Okay, so here, Generation.
Fire Stick?
No. It's on TLC. It's a show. And they do have a 20-year-old Jamaican on there that's dating a Caucasian female.
Oh, it's an actual series.
It's an actual show. I need y'all to check that out. Okay. But let me see this one. I kind of want to say his name, but I'm not going to say his name. He said, AB, I need a favor. Just need some money. Don't want to trouble the money I'm saving right now.
So you... Right. Go
sir.
Ahead.
Sir.
Right.
You want me dipping my savings
right.
to give you
Correct.
Money because you don't want to dip in yours?
To Correct. Give you money because you don't want to trouble the money you saving right now.
Right, right.
Where'd I come from?
Son.
And out of all people in the world, you thought to ask me, you don't got a cousin, a mother, a brother, sister,
you
somebody.
You don't know me from a hole in the wall.
A hole in the wall.
Wait, this is just a random person?
A random guy Woo. Who I met on Instagram.
You lying.
Yes.
I'm thinking it's somebody you may have met before or something.
Nope.
People sick in their head.
All right. So first of all, don't slide in my DMs asking for no money.
Right.
And then he gonna say, never mind.
Yeah, like.
Because he ain't get no response, you get attitude.
I'm still baffled by it because I'm just like, where do you even get the audacity to.
Right.
To
say you don't want to dip in your savings, so I should come out mine.
Right. Suppose I had a child to take care of. Suppose, God forbid, my mother was sick and I had to pay for her hospital
bill.
Well,
he knows she don't got no kids, I'm sure.
I know people that have Instagram that have kids that would, Alexis said, drop dead.
they asking if they could ask questions on our live.
For sure. What's the question?
What's the question live?
I can answer some questions.
If y'all want to ask questions, y'all can ask questions
too,
you guys.
He said, watch when Cash App reach Jamaica.
Wait, Cash App not in Jamaica yet?
No.
What?
I lie. I did you sell.
Yes.
Did you app. Top up. Wait. Oh, wait. That's the thing, though. Put some credit on my phone now. No, first of all.
Put $20 on my phone. You can't send me some credit.
First of all, let's recap a little bit while your fans are sending messages. I don't think anyone should be in anyone's DMs asking for money. Like, first of all, I'm not a celebrity. Y'all be in the celebrities' DMs like, hey, can you pay off my student loans? Hey, can you, by the way, Nikki, I'm waiting for you to pay off Sally Mae, but don't be in my DMs asking me for money. Don't get mad if I don't respond to you. Maybe you're just not it for me. But then I'm nice, so I might just respond and then just leave it like that. And don't be sending me no dick pics. In the DMs, you sending dick pics?
Not even a text message. Not even a sex message. You know how people be sexting? You don't even got my number. Like, you too comfortable trying to send me stuff through social media. But anybody could see this.
Nowadays, people don't even have to follow you on social media to send you those kind of things. You know they can airdrop on y'all fancy-ass iPhones, and y'all wonder why I got an Android and what? Y'all fancy-ass iPhones.
But y'all...
They can airdrop nudes.
Y'all memory cards. You lose that memory card,
your life. Mic just went off. Say that again.
Stop playing, Trish.
So anything else you ladies want to add to this?
She played too much.
Y'all got any questions? Y'all listeners got any questions? No?
No questions?
Now they want to act dry.
Right. Like,
right.
Views was just lit. Everybody was just talking. Now everybody's just ghost.
Anything else y'all want to add to the nice fellas out there?
Well,
be nice and erase all the corny pictures or they're not going to respond.
What corny pictures we got up?
In the beginning.
With the bubble jackets and the Tim's and the baggy pants.
With the
throw it away. You remember how Soulja Boy used to dress when he first came out?
Yes.
Who dressed like that, though?
It's people that still dress
That still dress a plaid shirts. What?
Button-down shirts everywhere they go. Like,
what's wrong with a button-down shirt?
Nah, they be dragging it.
That's because y'all young.
No.
A button... Where the hell y'all going that somebody can't wear a button-down shirt?
I seen plaid somebody... shirt. Button-down is nice to me. I like a man with style. See, I like for a man to know how to...
You ever seen a guy in a plaid polo shirt?
Like that. That's a no-no. That's a no-no.
What's wrong with that?
Can we throw that in the garbage?
Can we throw him in the garbage?
I'm at a loss for words because you pull up on me in a plaid polo shirt with some loafers.
I'm walking past you.
Nah. It's y'all age.
It depends on the shape of the shirt.
It
depends on how he makes himself look in the outfit. Like, you gotta make yourself look decent. Like,
she just said the shape of it. What do you want a man have on a belly shirt?
It really depends.
Set up, first of all, I think we all got a visual of the type of guys y'all like because y'all said popcorn.
Not really.
Nah, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Y'all was just here like...
I don't really like dark-skinned niggas. Sorry to say the N-word, but I don't really like dark-skinned guys. I love light-skinned guys.
I can't take light-skinned guys because I feel like... I don't know if that's too much information.
Dark skin guys debut. I feel like they're gonna kill me.
Listen, let's just say dark skin.
First
guys,
of all, anyone can be a serial killer.
Their whole body is dark skin color.
No, not only
nice
no.
and chocolate.
Not only that, but
that's why you walked in here with that $10 ass hot chocolate.
Wait.
So set it up for the guy that's listening. And that's on y'all live watching right now. He's been nervous to really message you because he doesn't know which way to go. He's not obscene, so he's not going to be like, yo, can you do that on a dick? Whatever. And he's not like super out there where he's going to be like, yo, Ma, I've been watching you. I'm trying to... He's a little shy. What you want him to say?
I mean, be yourself. You feel me?
You say that, but
if you was to see me in person, the same way how you approach me in person, try to approach me the same way.
He wouldn't approach you. All those people that you getting messages from, they will not approach you in person.
You don't know that.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, all those messages, they will not have that same energy.
I don't know. Me, personally, I'm a calm, cool, and collective person. Like, I don't know. I like positive energy. So if you come at me, just come at me with positive energy. All that negativity, just leave it at the door. Like,
Chanel? She wants you in a plaid belly shirt, by the way, sir.
I'm crying.
With a collar, with a collar on the neck choking you.
All the way
you.
Up.
If you can make me laugh right away, that's something that gets my attention.
So he got to make you laugh
if
through
he
your
can
DM.
Make me really crack up, like, then that's okay. That's fine. I'll reply to you. I give you a little LOL. But then you got niggas who make you laugh, but then they start talking about, oh, you're beautiful, blah, 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 blah. Same thing we heard already. Like, keep the jokes going.
How many damn jokes you need to hear? He done got through the door.
Not only that, but it be guys
that's
that...
the thing. Like, don't do it to get through the door. Do
listen.
Because that's how you are.
But there is always the opportunity to get to know someone further outside of the DM. You may get the guy that slide in and he's shy as hell. He probably shitted himself while he was sending you the message. And it may not come off funny, but you meet him and he's an amazing guy. He's funny in person. And maybe it just doesn't translate when he DMs you. That's why you gotta, you know, that's why they say shoot your shot. I'm not saying shoot your shot and talking about bust it wide open on my face, on my back. But shoot your shot, but be respectful about shooting your shot.
Exactly.
Because there's a difference between people promoting the pumps, and I'm going to say it like that, and people actually doing talented things. And I feel like the skills that you guys have are amazing, because don't get me wrong, I could get on my head top. I do some strange shit. But what I'm saying is not everybody can do what you guys are doing, and I think some people may take it the wrong way. And I've always told you that you need to, like, find a way to monetize what you're doing so people can really get into it and, you know, take you serious. Because I think a lot of the guys, they probably watch the videos and they probably be jerking off to the shit, to be honest with you.
You know, it's crazy because an artist from England the other day, I followed him on Instagram, and he's been watching my uploads ever since probably like 2-3 weeks ago. And when he had first followed me, he was watching my videos, and he's like, yo, I love the way how you dance. Like, I never seen anybody dance like that before. Like, it's different. I never had a dancer like this in any of my videos. And then I'm looking at his videos, and, like, he's an actual artist. Like, his music is actually very nice. So probably, like, a week later, he DM'd me, and he's like, I think I want you to come out here. I'm going to talk to my record label about trying to fly you out here for one of my videos.
I don't know about that.
No?
It's a lot of... It's a lot of lying and scamming going on mm-hmm. Instagram.
True.
And I'm going to tell you get these people who you're like, what the fuck kind of pictures is that? Because you get these people DMing you, yo, you could be a model, and you show up and this nigga got a fucking Android and a carpet. Talking about lay on the carpet and put this tie around your neck and look to the east.
Yeah.
It's like, what you doing? You are not a photographer. This
Where's
is not
your
a studio.
Camera? Where's so, your backdrop?
Right. So what I'm saying is do something that would have someone that'll help you take you to the next level.
Yeah.
So the DMs, yeah, I'm not going to say ignore your DMs. I'm still trying to check mine. Ain't nothing in there. But looking at maybe business opportunities, and you're going to get creeps. Based off the content that you post, you're going to get creeps mm-hmm. and you may get fans. But at the end of the day, we're going to try to get Trish some more DMs. Video coming soon. Anything else you ladies want to add before we go ahead and check out? What's your Instagram names again? And how often do y'all drop videos, by the way?
We try to go to the studio on our days off. The only days off that we have together are Mondays, like today. That's why we're here today. So besides that, we try to go every other Monday or probably every Monday to try and record a video in the studio so that we can edit it and upload it.
So at least once a week, y'all dropping videos.
Yeah.
So go check out their videos, and they're on Instagram at, I don't know, did your Instagram name change since we started the interview?
No, not yet.
All right, so
next week my Instagram will change.
And
December 10th, Spider, DECTH underscore SPIDAH.
And I have them tagged in my page. So go ahead and follow them. Watch their videos. Don't be a creep. If you creep into my DMs. Just saying. Thank you guys for listening. The takeaway for today's episode is, what do your DMs look like? How y'all getting people to slide into y'all DMs? Or is it dry like mine? Just saying. Thanks.